The news that Bank of America was planning to charge some customers a $5 monthly fee for using their debit card got many people outraged, including many of you. And even President Obama, among other politicians, criticized the decision. But it's not just B of A. Chase, Wells Fargo, SunTrust, HSBC North America, among other banks, are also planning to make consumers pay monthly fees on their checking accounts. What do you think?
Bank of America charging $5 for use of their debit card is indicative of corporate greed. What the customers need to do is simply close out their accounts, go to another bank, and you will see Bank of America change their tune.
It's not always so easy to do, though. Once you get beyond the simple passbook savings and checking accounts, sometimes that can be very difficult to leave a bank. Congressman Brad Miller, though, wants to change that. He's the Democratic representative from North Carolina. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
What is the problem? I mean, for most people who have just a simple checking account, it's not that big of a deal to change banks.
No, changing banks is actually fairly sticky for a lot of folks. They're kind of two classes, and I use that term in more than one sense, of bank customers. The customers who are fairly safely in the middle class do pay a lot of bills through automatic deductions, perhaps maybe their mortgage, maybe their car payment, maybe student loans. And they worry about a disruption in those payments, particularly when they can't really tell if another bank would be a better deal anyway. And then there are lower-income folks who are the ones who get stuck with most of the overdraft fees and everything else. And when they get a negative balance, the banks won't let them close. They can't open a new account, and they just get hit with recurring charges. About 22% in a survey just a couple years ago found that people didn't change their accounts. They admitted they didn't change their accounts just because it was too much trouble, and there are analyses of you know, bank consultants who really advise banks if they want to keep their customers, they should make their business as sticky as they can. If customers can move their money the same way they can move any other kind of business when they think they can get a better deal somewhere else, it would introduce competitive forces that would work for consumers that appear just not to be working in consumer banking right now.
And that's what the bill that you introduced to the House is hoping to address. But how do you possibly make it easier for customers to compare bank services?
Well, that's a separate problem. But the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has the power and the duty to try to make those services easily understood. At, you know, right now, it is almost impossible to understand it. The bank services and their fee structure is buried in dense fine print legalese written by the bank's lawyer, and it really is designed not to be understood. The CFPB, the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that Elizabeth Warren initially headed up, can require there be standardized, clear disclosures so consumers can comparison shop. They can see, is this big bank a better deal than this credit union versus this community bank? And they can take their business to the bank that offers them the best deal.
You know, I have to imagine, Congressman, and allow me to play devil's advocate here, that some banks will say, look, you're just making it more costly for us to do business. And to a certain extent, a customer shouldn't consider where they put their money to be as light a thing as what cable company they choose or whether they're going to go with Netflix or not, that perhaps it should be more difficult and require more thought before you decide whether you're going to keep your savings account.
I think that kind of thinking by the banks really has worked to the disadvantage of consumers. I mean, it is very clear that the banks just announce, you know, with an imperious wave of the hand, that if you rein in our overdraft fees or you say that we can't continue to charge interest on people's credit card balances even after they've paid them off, all the abusive practices we've known about in the last several years, they just wave their hand at any suggestion of reform and say, if we can't do this, we'll just find another way. We're gonna charge consumers. We're gonna get it out of consumers. We're gonna make the same profits. We're gonna pay our CEO the same. And if we introduce real competitive forces, and I think we need to, so that people can shop between banks, and if they're not happy with the deal they're getting, if they think their bank has treated them badly, they can move their account, and that would really put the fear of God or the fear of competition in banks, and they'll treat their customers better.
We're speaking with Congressman Brad Miller. He's a Democratic representative from North Carolina and introduced a bill this week that would allow consumers to change their banks more easily and without any fees. Many banks even require in-person meetings before you can close your accounts there. But, you know, Congressman, we spoke to a spokesperson for the banking industry yesterday. His group represents a large number of retail banks. And he said, you know, look, the government is trying to determine how we do our business. He's trying to control what we can charge, what we can't charge, and in some way we have to recoup the cost. If we can't charge the retailers for the costs of debit cards, how else do you expect us to offer the service?
In every other line of business, everybody in every line of business has to recoup their cost, but they have price pressure, they have competitive pressure to offer consumers the best price for the services that the consumer wants. And that means they squeeze their cost. That includes compensation for the top executives. They have to squeeze their profits. And all of that works to the benefit of consumers who get the best price. That is not happening in consumer banking, especially at the biggest banks. If consumers really could freely shop and understand what they're getting and easily move from one bank to another, banks would feel the same competitive pressures that retailers feel. Your grocery store can't decide that they're going to pay their CEO more or have more profits, and then just jack up all their prices because they know you take your business down the street. But banks appear not to feel those pressures. Banks are all for market in theory, but the fact is the market forces are not really working. If we can make market forces work, that is going to be the best consumer protection.
Congressman Brad Miller, do you feel like measures like this are dramatic enough to appease all the protesters in D.C. and Seattle and Denver and Wall Street?
Oh, probably not. There's a lot to be mad about. I attended the first organizational meeting of Occupy Raleigh just to see the people, to hear what they had to say. And I think there is a lot to be frustrated and angry about in our economy right now. But one is the way that people feel treated by their banks.
Congressman Brad Miller, Democratic representative from North Carolina, he introduced a bill to the House on Tuesday that would make it easier for people to change banks without fees or in-person meetings. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Give us your comments about the fees, about the banking industry. Maybe you've had a good experience with your bank, maybe not. Let us know what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.